What other tumors is cetuximab being looked at in terms of radiation therapy sensitization? It seems like with these kinds of exciting findings that there are a whole bunch of diseases that maybe this could be looked at.
Well, I think it is exciting, and even outside of radiation, which I will get to, it is being looked at lung cancer with radiation. They've finished phase 1 and 2 data that George Blumenschein from our department has reported, and they are going to move to a phase 3 eventually, testing it in lung cancer.
Now, this again, is stage 3?
Yes, in stage 3, locally advanced.
And now is this with chemotherapy also?
It is with chemotherapy. I believe they're using carboplatin and paclitaxel with the Erbitux.
Makes sense.
Now, Erbitux, this is a drug outside of the head and neck and colon cancer arena that I feel personally has been pushed aside a little bit. A lot of these drugs that we're talking about these days are the TKIs, the VEGFs, you've done many of these programs where those are the hot topics. But we can't forget Erbitux. And now that we've heard a press release that, in fact, combining cetuximab with chemotherapy, cisvinorelbine, this is the FLEX study, looked positive. In other words, there was a positive survival endpoint. We don't know the numbers. We don't know any of the details. This drug is a good player in many tumor types. And if it's true, and there is a significant benefit in lung cancer, that opens up an entire arena again for rediscovering this antibody and being tested again in the radiotherapy standpoints. In head and neck, it looks like it's going to be tested in the induction setting as well as already established in the concurrent setting. The extreme data points to it in the metastatic setting with chemotherapy, and it's already approved as a single agent after chemotherapy. So that's all four bases there. And even furthermore, looking at it in combination with radiation, when radiation is given as adjuvant therapy after surgical resection. So in head and neck, it would cover all of the bases should those trials become positive. In lung, they're testing it in the locally advanced setting with radiation and chemotherapy. It's reported positive in the first-line metastatic setting with chemotherapy. We are conducting a very large study throughout the country called the SELECT study, which is Alimta or Taxotere plus or minus Erbitux. We launched this study several years ago based on some promising phase 2 data. It had been very slow to accrue, and I really didn't know why, because combining Erbitux with chemotherapy works in different tumor types, and yet people get more excited about the newer drugs or the different classes. And so I don't think we want to forget Erbitux too quickly. Ovarian cancer is another area that may make sense, and really any squamous epithelial cancer that receives radiation, whether that's cervical cancer or others, may have a benefit from a drug like cetuximab.